Would you be upset if, as a wedding guest, you were told what to wear to a wedding? It's Chris and the crew. Good morning, Chris, Joe, Gianna, Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist. Saying a beautiful day, by the way. Chilly to start, but then beautiful later. So a friend of mine got an invitation that basically had a dress code, and she was kind of taken back. Like, she was told the length of the dress she has to wear. Because it's a formal wedding. The dress has to be below her knee.
What?
It's got to be black.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. And she sent a group text saying, has this ever happened to any of you?
That is bizarre to me.
Obviously, Saturday night wedding, right? So they want it formal. So this is what you got to wear.
You know what? I feel like online, I have seen this becoming a trend. And you know what else has become a trend? And I'm going to call out everybody getting married, I guess, nowadays. Everybody thinks that their wedding is this royal wedding. And everybody just wants to come and spend the day with you. I don't understand this whole, everybody has to be in formal attire. Like, obviously, you have to wear a dress and dress up a little. But do we really need to be in suit and tie and tuxedos? And
is it any different, though, from asking people to come in costume to a Halloween party?
I hear you on that.
You know, I love theme parties.
Yeah.
I'm all about a theme. Anybody who knows me, you know what we, my husband and I threw Valentine's Day parties for years.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had to wear red, pink. Like, I had a theme.
I think colors are part of a theme.
You're okay with that?
I'm okay. I think once you start saying you have to wear, men have to wear tuxedos and bow ties and women have to wear dresses below the knee, it just doesn't really make sense to me.
The only thing that doesn't sit right with me about that is you're asking people to spend a decent amount of money if they don't have those clothes.
Agreed.
Yeah, because it's different from going to, I don't know, you could even Amazon a red shirt for a Valentine party.
Or right.
Halloween costumes aren't cheap, though. They're really not.
But you can really go to the dollar store and get cat ears if you really wanted to.
You can go thrifting or whatever.
Exactly.
But... like, I'm trying to think in my closet. I mean, do you have a long black dress below your knee? I don't.
Would
I have to go buy one?
I don't have one that's formal enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's like one of those maxi dresses that's like a t-shirt material.
And chances are you've already been to an engagement party. You've already been to a bridal shower.
Right.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
And now you're being asked to buy probably a pretty expensive dress.
Yeah, and formal wear is...
or maybe you could borrow a dress.
True, but this is a lot to tell everybody what to wear, I think.
I'm stuck with this because I do like the theme. Imagine those pictures. I'm all about the pictures.
Yeah, and I do hear that.
They're going to be gorgeous.
I remember when I was going through the Sweet 16 phase and everybody was like, wear pastels to this one or red and black. I think all of that is fun. And I just don't love the whole, you have to have your dress below the knee and blah, blah, blah. I mean... I feel like a lot of cocktail dresses now aren't below the knee. So it's kind of...
yeah, they're above the knee.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I know. I'm a little indifferent.
You want to weigh in? Let's open the phones. I want to know what you think. Would you be offended if you got a dress? Dare a bride ask you to wear a certain thing to her wedding? That's what's going on right now, actually. Chris and the crew, Chris, Joe, Gianna, Danzaro, our PST chief meteorologist, saying beautiful day coming up. A little chilly this morning. Grab a jacket, but nice and sunny later on. So a friend of mine got a wedding invitation, and it had a dress code. It said, this is a formal wedding. Black dresses only have to be below the knee. Like, gave certain specifications like that. So she put it in our group text with a bunch of us. Was like, you guys ever heard of this before? Like, she thinks it's kind of nuts.
It is a little crazy. Right. Weddings are getting out of control.
I don't know. I like a theme. So let's go to the phones. I'm anxious to know what you think. Jennifer in New Hope, I don't know. You kind of agree with this, right?
I absolutely do. I think the host sets a theme for the event. And if this is someone that you're invited to their wedding, you know this person well enough to know what their vibe is. And if they want it to be formal... then they want it to be formal and they're the host. But they should also be gracious enough to understand if someone has a financial concern and be a little bit flexible. But the host sets the vibe.
You can get some, some nice dresses on Amazon. I know, like, my nieces and stuff, they would get, like, four, like, you know, because you've been to 85 homecomings and, you know, semi-formals and formals and,
yes,
and this and that and sorority dances and blah, blah, blah. You can get a cheap dress on Amazon.
You can. You can. That's a good point.
All right, let's go to Ashley in Bordentown because you've got a plan, right, Ashley, if you were invited to one of these.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, I was in two weddings and I was pregnant. I was in my brother's wedding, and then a month later, I was in my cousin's wedding as a matron of honor, and I was pregnant. So, but I did the same thing. Like, I bought the dresses, and honestly, if, I know it's going to sound kind of tacky, but I returned them.
Yes.
It's just like what the other person said. It's like a financial thing, you know? Some people just can't. You know, you get invited to, like, the bridal shower, the bachelorette, and you need all different types of dresses and shoes, and it gets expensive, especially being in a wedding.
No, I agree. It does get expensive.
I agree.
It does. It's a good thing Amazon lets you return things so easily.
It's true.
Like, really, no questions asked. Here you go.
Hide that tag and move on.
All right, let's go to Desiree in East Windsor. Now, you're not into a dress code, I hear.
Into the dress code thing, I think it's important for the bride and groom to set a theme because you don't want people just showing up in anything, but I feel like they don't really need to get all that specific. Like, yeah, it's a really big financial concern.
I do kind of hear her on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It add everything, every little thing adds up.
Maybe you shoot high. You say formal because maybe they did think there were people that would show up in jeans. And maybe there's a happy medium.
That, you know what? See, that I understand. So Ellie and Yardley said, I fully support cocktail / formal attire dress codes. I have family members who would show up in jeans and a flannel. So I have 100% would have a dress code when I get married. Yeah. See, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. If you're worried about it. Yeah.
That does kind of make sense to me. Let's see. Tammy and Langhorn said she got married in Vegas by Elvis. Oh, congratulations. Awesome. Last year, and then their reception was in September, and all their guests were told to just wear whatever they wanted to be comfortable. They were just there to dance and drink and have a good time.
And again, that's her vibe. I mean, I think it's okay for a bride to have her own vibe. Doesn't have to be all casual or doesn't have to be all formal.
Right.
I mean, you do you.
Yeah, I agree. Jackie and Ben Salem said, what are they going to do? Kick you out of the wedding if you don't? See, this is my thing. It's just that not everybody wears the same type of clothing, and I just don't like the whole... Everybody has to wear the same thing.
Emily in Mount Holly says a suggestion for how to dress is fine. A demand is not.
That's a perfect way to put it, actually. That's a perfect way to put it.
Maybe suggestion, you know? A lot of people saying if they got a dress code, they'd just deny the invitation. Sorry, I'm not coming.
Okay.
It's Chris and the crew. It's 94.5 PST. Your number one hit music station. Chris, Joe, Gianna, Danzaro. Our PST chief meteorologist saying, beautiful day coming up. A little chilly to start, so grab a jacket, but you won't need it later. Gorgeous day.
Well,
she's at the bar, and her friend says, you know how you're like, hey, can you watch my purse? I'm going to the bathroom. Or can you watch, I don't know, my phone? Because I'll be right back. Her friend puts her in charge of her leftovers, which if you like that food enough to bring it home, it's a favorite. Okay? She leaves Gianna, hey, can you just hold these? I'll be right back. A takeout container, right?
Well, yeah, and I'm gonna tell Chris exactly what it was. We were at Firk's.
Was it the nachos?
At Firk and Tavern in Ewing. It was the nachos, the loaded nachos.
Which are so good.
They're one of the best menu items.
God.
So I'm sitting there.
Do I say they're probably some of the best nachos in the area?
I would go out on a limb and say they are
in
the best
nachos. PST Nation?
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would without a doubt agree. So I'm sitting there. Three glasses of wine in, staring. Yes, I was drinking wine at the bar. That's a whole separate thing.
She's a classy girl.
I am classy. Red wine, sitting there. And those nachos were looking so good. There was a huge jalapeno on one of the like crispy chips. Oh my God.
So what does she do? She opens the takeout container and starts eating her friend's leftovers.
Well, here's the thing.
Would you ever?
Yes. Desperate times call for desperate
measures.
I was a little hungry. Everything looked really good. And they won't notice three chips are gone. They were down there playing pool and doing their thing. That sounds like a them problem.
Gianna.
What? Don't leave me with your nachos and expect them not to be gone. I didn't eat the whole thing. I just had a few.
Remind me not to let you like hold my wallet or anything.
Yeah, if you $5
a couple of singles. She's not going to notice.
You probably won't, would you?
God.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Oh my God.
That's like a soda in the vending machine here, a dollar. You won't miss it.
No wonder my Cheerios are all gone in here. You eat them when I turn around.
Oh my gosh. Coming up in just a few minutes at 7:40, we're going to play Can't Beat Chris. Chris is on a 5-day streak, so we'll see how it goes today.
I'm doing pretty good.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
Tuesday edition of Can't Beat Chris. Who is our contestant?
It's Colleen from Hamilton, and I'm ready to beat Chris again.
Oh, you hear that, Chris?
Beat me again? Oh, no.
You've beaten her before, Colleen?
Yes, I have.
Oh, geez.
Well, you absolutely know how this works. Chris will leave the room. We'll ask you three questions, Colleen. And when Chris comes back, she'll get the same three questions.
Now I'm really nervous. Ooh, that's a sinister laugh right there. All right, I'm going to get out of here.
All right, Colleen, as we wait for Chris to leave the room, first question. Everyone is feeling nostalgic about the show Girl Code, which premiered 11 years ago today. Which TV network did the show air on?
I'm just going to guess and say Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon. Do you want to lock that in?
I'm going to lock that in.
All right. Number two. Celebrity chef Bobby Flay has a new collab with Pepsi. Name any of Bobby Flay's shows on the Food Network.
Beat Bobby Flay.
Are you going to lock that in?
I am going to lock that in.
All right. The third and final question. Name the sitcom based on this theme song.
I really have no idea for that one. I'm going to have to pass.
Okay.
No shame in the past, Colleen,
at all.
Okay.
We're going to motion for Chris to come back in the room. Can't Beat Chris is powered by Legoland Discovery Center Philadelphia. Jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning at Philadelphia's Legoland Discovery Center. Info and tickets, philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. Hello, Chris.
Hey there.
Returning champion, Colleen, definitely came for revenge.
I'm not letting it rattle me.
All right. First question, Chris. Everyone's feeling kind of nostalgic about the show Girl Code, which premiered 11 years ago today.
Wow, 11 years.
What network did the show air on?
That was MTV.
Chris said MTV. Colleen said Nickelodeon. The correct answer, MTV.
Aww.
All right.
Chris is out to a 1-0 lead.
Oof.
Number two. Celebrity chef Bobby Flay has a new collab with Pepsi. Chris, name any of Bobby Flay's shows on the Food Network.
Iron Chef.
Chris said Iron Chef. Colleen said Beat Bobby Flay. They're both correct. Chris, you're out to a 2-1 lead.
Ooh, yeah, my husband loves Iron Chef.
Third and final question. Name the show based on this theme song.
Love this show. It's That 70s Show.
Is it That 70s Show? It is That 70s Show. Colleen had to pass. Chris, with a clean performance today, 3-1. Colleen, it's been a hot second since maybe you've had to say it, but can you give us that phrase of shame?
I am Colleen from Hamilton, and I cannot beat Chris today.
Today.
I liked the use of today.
She'll be back for revenge, I'm sure.
You're welcome to get revenge whenever you want. Just for playing, we've got a pair of tickets to the Byright Beer and Wine Festival happening this Saturday at Mercer County Park.
Nice. Thank you.
Whether you're a beer enthusiast or a wine connoisseur, come enjoy a great day at Mercer County Park. More info now at the events page at 945pst.com. Hang a line.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. Okay. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So when you're on vacation, are you thinking about your next vacation?
There are two types of people. I have often dated the people that immediately do that. And there's a reason why I cruise. And on cruise ships, there's the next cruise desk. They offer you a discount to book it while you're there.
You have to book it right while you're there. I don't know. I don't think like that. My mind doesn't work like that. After vacation's done, I'm not even thinking about the next. Not for a little bit, anyway.
Thinking about all the stress I have to come back to life.
Or the money that I just spent on that vacation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gianna, how would you like to be a Wookiee rookie?
What is this?
Is that what she's going to call herself in bed?
Okay.
This company, Finance Buzz, wants to pay a Wookiee rookie $1,000 to watch all 9 Star Wars movies in the, you know, Skywalker saga.
I do this for free anyway.
Yeah, I don't think that's a Gianna thing.
Well, they say they really want someone who's never seen them.
Oh,
but you can
I
pretend.
Lie?
Yeah, why not?
Let's just lie.
They want like an outsider's perspective. Oh. You have to rate it, stuff like that. So it's 25 hours, 7 minutes of movie watching. They're going to add $100 for snacks, streaming fees, what? Stuff like that. You got to be 18 to apply. You have to apply by May the 4th.
I think I might do it. Can I just lie?
$1,000.
How would they know? How would they know?
Hey, just lie. So CNN is doing a documentary on Beyonce's kind of plunge into country music. It's called Call Me Country, Beyonce in Nashville's Renaissance. It's hitting Max on Friday. And do you really have to wash your shredded cheese? Okay, now think about this, because I really didn't think about this before. You know when you've got a bag of shredded cheese, and it's got like a little dust on the inside? Okay, you've seen it though, right?
Yeah.
We all have.
Yeah.
It's an anti-caking agent, so it doesn't get all clumped up. Which makes sense. It's
right.
You don't want it in a clump. So different companies use different methods to keep this unclumped. Kraft uses like cornstarch. Sargento uses like powdered cellulose, which is like a refined wood pulp.
Oh.
So it's going around social media right now that you should be rinsing your shredded cheese. Like throw it in a colander, rinse it off, let it dry. Experts are saying, though, you don't have to do that.
I'm sure we've all had worse.
Who are the experts, though?
So, food experts are saying this stuff in the bags is not enough to harm food or anything like that. These anti-caking things. And just eat the cheese.
You know how much shredded cheese we've all had? And we're all still here to talk about it.
I think we're good. All right, there's the scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Just after 8 o'clock, that first cash code of the day, yep, last week, for $30,000 in your hand, is sponsored locally by Dogs and Cats Rule. For all natural pet foods and supplies online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Phew, that could be that dream vacation to Ireland you've always wanted to go on or wherever. So get ready, download the 94.5 PST app. We'll give you that first cash code of the day just after 8 o'clock.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. 94.5 PST.
Good job, everybody.
It's not just your job.
I want to be, like, doing my job.
It's What's My Job?
Erica makes a lot of money.
Well, let Erica tell us.
All right, let's bring her on. Where's she from, Gianna?
Erica's from Pennington.
Hey, Erica, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So you know the deal. You're going to tell us your salary right now, and then we're going to ask you some yes or no questions, try to get some hints for our listeners, and then we're all going to try to guess your job.
Okay,
so how much do you make a year?
I make $105,000.
Wow.
Good girl.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to ask the first question here. Do you work with money?
No.
Okay.
Do you have clients?
Yes.
Ooh, good one, Joe.
Do you work in an office setting?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you work with computers?
Yes.
Oh. Joe?
Well.
Yeah, this is.
I think I kind of helped you.
Did you go to college? Did you go to college?
Yes.
Last one. Make it a good one.
Yeah, no pressure.
Are you a supervisor of some sort?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So there you go. There are your clues. So we're going to put you on hold, Erica. We're going to have everybody call in and guess what job you do. And then you're going to come back and reveal in a few minutes. Okay.
Okay.
We love this game.
We love it because you love it because lately you've been on a streak over there.
Yeah. I'm on a 2-week winning streak here. Let's see if I can do it. I'm on the past 2 weeks.
I thought it's only 1 week.
No.
We usually do this on Tuesdays about this time if you're new here.
So you have to call in right now. We gave you a bunch of clues here. You got 6 clues. Hopefully it helps you. 609-243. What does Erica do? What's her job? It's Chris of the crew. That's what we're playing. Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Intern Zach isn't here. I'm not sure why he said that.
Where did the what?
He's actually in the hallway doing other things. That's why I just passed him. Anyway, Dan Zaro is here also. We're the crew. All right, what's my job? Let me go over the clues real quick. So Erica came on. She told us she makes $105,000. Not bad.
She's slaying.
Yeah. She does not work with money. She does have clients. Interesting. She does work in an office. Yep. Does work with computers.
Mm-hmm.
Does have a college degree. Is not a supervisor. No, is she a supervisor?
She said no.
No, oh, not a supervisor. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's get to the phones. Caroline in Marlton has a guess. All right, Caroline, what do you think her job is?
Insurance adjuster.
Okay.
Insurance adjuster.
Okay.
Not where I was going with this, but it could be.
In the PST app chat, I'm seeing Deb and Trenton said some type of law clerk. App chat from Ewing that says maybe she's a financial advisor. She kind of hesitated about the money question, and they don't technically directly deal with money.
Oh.
Well, that's a technicality.
They tell people how to deal with their money.
Yeah.
Chris in Willow Grove said maybe she's a website designer.
I do like that.
I like that guess. That's
I do like that
Is that what you're going with, Gianna? You know what? Let's bring Erica back.
Let's see.
Hey, Erica, have you heard your job yet in what we've said so far?
Not yet.
Okay.
Now, right, Erica, don't say anything. Yeah. We're going to each give ours. Don't answer because I might go last and I'm usually right. So,
no, you're not. But anyway.
All right.
Gianna, what's your guess?
I think I'm going to go with Chris and Willow Grove. I think I'm going to say website designer. I think that's a solid guess.
I was going to guess like computer engineer.
I'm going to go in the same vein as Chris and Willow Grove and Gianna, but I'm going to say OnlyFans star/model performer. That sounds like you do really, really well, so you must be very hot, Erica. You're an OnlyFans model, right?
Oh, my God.
Come on, one of these weeks, I'm going to get it.
No.
Okay, well, she's not.
She can't stop laughing enough to say no to you.
I usually say stripper, but there was too many things that didn't indicate stripper this week.
Did we know that Joe's wrong? Did Gianna and I get it right? Like, what's your job?
I'm actually an IT specialist.
Oh, okay. I get it.
Yeah. Wow.
A little different than my computer engineer guess, but kind of on the same vein there.
Well, that's hard. Yeah. That's a lot of work, Erica.
Gianna's like, that's not something I would be, but thanks for playing with us.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
I'm telling you.
Can we have an OnlyFans star call us and finally do this so he can get this out of his system?
Or a stripper.
Or a stripper. Or if you are a stripper, can you DM Gianna so that we do, like, you know,
Let him be right about this and then we'll move on.
I really want to get to know, especially if you're a male stripper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Really, performance. A little performance act.
Oh, my gosh. Coming up at 8:30, Chris went shopping with a friend. And you are going to be shocked at what she wanted her friend to do, because I don't think anybody's ever done this.
I don't think you're going to be that shocked. I think it's kind of normal, actually.
We'll get into it at 8:30.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
It's 8:30, 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Is it disgusting to try on underwear at the store? No, I'm talking about with your other underwear still on.
Yeah.
With your other underwear still on, Joe.
Yeah. It's gross. Chris, nobody does this.
I was with a friend. We were shopping. Went shopping the other day. I don't think you guys are in the majority here.
Okay. My initial question is, you and a friend were shopping for undies together?
No, we were out shopping, and then we went by a store, and she said, oh, you know what? I need some underwear. Can we go in? I said, sure.
So Is that something girls do? They shop for undies together?
Yeah. It wasn't a trip.
I mean, I shop for jock straps together.
Okay. Well,
we're leaving that. It wasn't a trip for underwear, but even if it was,
who cares?
Do this. Yeah. Whatever. But we were in the mall, went by a store that had undies, and she said, oh, you know what? Let's duck in here real quick. I need some undies. And then she was like, well, maybe I should try this style. Maybe I should try this style. And she's holding them up. She's stretching them out. And I said, why don't you just go try them on?
What is wrong with you?
Thank you.
If you put them on over your other underwear, I don't see a problem with
this. I don't want anybody, your butt sweat and other things can still go through
Gianna,
your underwear.
I don't sweat through my underwear, do you? Now that's the disgusting point here.
No, I don't, but it's still there. Think of all the toilet seats you've sat on.
So your underwear is wet? No, it's not wet.
There's just germs
intimate.
On it.
But I'm not even talking about the backside. The front side.
Wait a minute. And you don't try on swimsuits? With your underwear?
Here's the thing with swimsuits. I think it's gross to do it. That plastic liner in women's swimsuits, it doesn't do enough for me. It doesn't go up to the butt. I have an issue with that.
You have underwear on.
Gianna's focused on the backside. I'm so focused on the front side, being like, wouldn't want to rub up on some other. Oh,
it's giving cross contamination. I'm not a fan.
She didn't do it, and I was kind of surprised. She was like, "Ew, no." I'm like, "What? Try on underwear's not cheap."
No, it's not. Especially if you go to like Victoria's Secret or something, you got to wait for those 10 for $27 deals because it's ridiculous.
So go in the dressing room, put it on over your underwear, see if it fits.
No, oh my God, no! If you see Chris Rollins in a clothing retailer in front of you, and you know she's been in the underwear aisle, do not follow her.
Hello, I'm in the PSG app chat right now, and Lisa in Mount Laurel says, "Of course, I try on underwear before buying it. How else do you know if the style is going to fit you? Much better than purchasing and returning when they don't work. It's perfectly normal and acceptable."
CB in Lawrenceville just wrote it and said, "You can't try on undergarments that do not have the sanitary liner. You can't just put underwear."
But I've got a sanitary liner. My own underwear.
I know, but
this needs to end.
It's just not cute.
We're going to debate this.
You're a disgusting woman.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I do.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
I will say, we can debate this right now in the 94.5 PST app chat.
I've known you for years, and you're just a layer of disgusting on top of standing. Disgusting.
She's still here.
Yeah, but not the people that are in your path.
Oh, my. All right, coming up, 8:48. We're going to do the scoop. Oh, my God. This Rebel Wilson book, she's calling out a royal now. I'll tell you what I've heard.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
You may want to pre-order this Rebel Wilson memoir. I just heard more about it, and there's a mention of the royal family.
Oh, God.
Now, she says a member of the royal family, didn't name who, but it's a male, invited her to some tech billionaire's party back in 2014. And at the party, drugs were being like passed out on trays, like fancy trays. And there was about to be an orgy. And she got freaked out and ran out.
Royal orgy?
Who is this? Joe, who would it be in 2014? Come on.
King Charles.
Come on, you're good at this stuff. Think.
Ooh, wait, the old king would also have been alive still. King Philip.
Well, come on.
Prince Philip, yeah.
I don't even know.
The queen's husband, that's what it was.
Do you think it's Harry?
Harry,
I think it's Andrew.
Andrew would be my guess. Andrew was the troubled one. I think Harry had already cleaned up his act by then, right?
I don't know. I'm not good with dates like this. You are. You're good with dates.
To be honest, I'm not sure I care.
You care about these scandals.
I know. I mean, we know that's lifestyles of the rich and the famous, girl.
She is definitely doing some dishing in this book. I think we'll have to read it. So I think the Swifties are at it again. Kim Kardashian has lost over 100,000 followers on social media since Taylor Swift's, you know, diss track, Thank You, Amy, dropped. I think it's all the Swifties just unfollowing her, right?
I think so, too.
Kim was on one of the late night talk shows last night, and everyone's like, oh, boy, are they going to talk about it? They didn't talk about it.
I'm glad
she's
they
probably
didn't.
Like, don't you dare bring it up or I'm not coming on your show.
That apparently, was absolutely on that
right?
list, yep.
Apparently the host did something about it in the monologue, but nobody mentioned it during her interview.
Cringy to talk to her about it, isn't it?
Yeah. Taylor is getting some criticism for this song. Like, you know, you talk about women and how we should, you know, power each other up all the time. And then this is what you're doing to another woman.
I'd argue Kim did that to her, too, at one point or another. So, but fighting fighter with fire isn't always the best.
So if you're originally from Philly, well, actually, you're not. Well, at least not according to Facebook and Instagram. Did you hear about this, Joe?
Yep.
So this weird glitch removed Philadelphia as an option last week. People noticed it wasn't their hometown anymore, and they couldn't even add it back.
Yep.
So if you tried adding Philadelphia as your hometown or your current city, your only options were things like Philadelphia, Mississippi.
And New Philadelphia out in Schuylkill County.
New Philadelphia, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's weird, right? Mm-hmm. And it affected businesses, too. Like, their addresses on Instagram didn't have the city anymore, just like the street number and stuff like that. It's just a weird glitch.
It's fixed again.
And a Tom Brady comedy roast is going to air live on Netflix on May 5th at 8:00 Eastern. Kevin Hart's hosting. Looks like Jeff Ross is going to be there. No word on other guests, though. There's the scoop.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
I got another cash code for you. 30 grand in your hand just after 9 o'clock. It's the last week for this. So if you want to get in on this, you better pay attention, all right? And download the 94.5 PSD app. We'll give that to you just after 9.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
It's Chris and the crew. Listen, your date is noticing things about you like right away. You got to be prepared.
Your hair.
It's Chris, Joe, Gianna. Well, Joe, let's hope that's not it for you because he's had two knots in his hair for like 3 months. And now he's thinking of like cutting his hair just to get them,
this wasn't
to get
about
them out.
Let's go back to this list.
You're the one who said hair.
So hair is actually on this list.
Uh-oh. I'm sure it is.
Grooming and hygiene. So obviously the basics, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, doing your hair. That it's is
amazing.
On this list.
It's amazing I got a man.
Oh,
better never leave me.
That is kind of amazing.
It is kind of amazing.
Another one is your manners and how you treat a server.
Totally.
I think this is the most important.
You better be on your best behavior.
Or worst.
So if you're a garbage person, they might as well see it out of the gate.
You know what? That's actually so accurate.
Don't waste time.
Yeah.
If you're rude to waitstaff, I just feel like that's so telling, especially on a first date. I feel like on a first date, you really put your best foot forward. It's not a full thing of who the person really is.
And if that's all you can do, oh boy.
I know, for real. Your facial expressions also, if you're kind of like not having the best time, you may want to fake a smile and just because it's really telling because you're one-on-one with that person.
But don't you have to account for someone's nerves on a first date?
I think so.
Right?
I think so.
It's so awkward sometimes. And it can be so uncomfortable and nerve-wracking. Like, I feel like some of these things could be judged as you're being rude or whatever, but it could just be that you're nervous.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times with anything, I feel like. Yeah. It's just nerves come off as rude, but
But still, this is what they notice, so I guess you got to be on your game.
Yeah, and the last one is your body language. So how, like, your posture can make you more attractive and signal that you have more confidence, apparently.
No, I see that.
I'm a sloucher.
Joe is
a sloucher. I'm a sloucher, which I'm already short. Oh.
I think that has to do with a lot of people being on their computers all the time, too.
To be honest, you're not wrong.
You know?
So these are things you got to do if you want to get in a relationship, I guess.
I'm so glad I'm married.
Too much work.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.